Coming up at 8:35, Larry Kudlow, an architect of the Donald Trump economic plan revealed yesterday. It's all straight ahead right here on WMAL. 8 o'clock, time for some more news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Surge 7 of Metro's SafeTrack program is beginning this morning, and you'll notice it if you're a Red Line commuter. From now through the 18th, Red Line trains will single track between Shady Grove and Twin Brook, and this weekend the Red Line will be shut down entirely between Shady Grove and Grosvenor. 50 foreign policy and national security experts are denouncing the Donald Trump candidacy, warning that Trump is too erratic and dangerous to be president.
And Trump is punching right back at those 50 former national security officials, many from the George W. Bush administration, who wrote that scathing letter saying the GOP nominee fails the test of being commander-in-chief. The Trump campaign put out a statement from the candidate, and here's a portion of it. Quote, the names on this letter are the ones the American people should look to for answers on why the world is such a mess, and we thank them for coming forward so everyone in the country knows who deserves the blame for making the world such a dangerous place. They are nothing more than the failed Washington elite looking to hold on to their power, and it's time that they are held accountable for their actions.
Correspondent Jim Acosta. Hillary Clinton's campaign is spending some $13.5 million on TV ads during the Olympics. Donald Trump, meanwhile, is on the sidelines. In fact, he has yet to air his first paid TV ad of the general election campaign. The U.S. added to its medal count on day three of the Summer Olympics. Lily King won the gold in the women's 100-meter breaststroke. The call on Westwood One Sports.
It's Lily King of the United States! Efimova second, and Katie Miley also on the podium. Hand over her mouth. She can't believe she just won bronze. And Lily King has taken matters into her own hands and vanquished Efimova for gold.
Team USA now has 5 gold medals, 19 overall. 2 elderly Fairfax County residents have been attacked by a fox, and authorities worry the animal may have rabies. The attacks both happened within about a half an hour in a Springfield neighborhood yesterday. A special city council meeting will be held tonight at Fairfax following the arrest of Mayor Scott Silverthorne.
Mayor Silverthorne will officially resign from office later this week, and while he's appointed Councilman Jeff Greenfield to be acting mayor, the council will discuss that more this evening. Silverthorne is accused of offering meth to an undercover police officer, but the idea of home meth labs isn't as common as it once was, according to Dr. Ralph Weisite, a professor in Illinois State.
As a result of cracking down on Sudafed and other things that make meth production so easy, we've seen a reduction in homegrown meth.
Silverthorne isn't due back in court until the end of October. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The fallout from that major computer outage is still affecting Delta Airlines today. The challenge now is to find enough seats on planes to accommodate the tens of thousands of passengers whose flights were canceled yesterday. A new survey in Virginia finds that a large majority of residents think the deal that brought the Redskins training camp to Richmond was a lousy deal. The city pays the team $500,000 a year. The idea was the city would make that money back and then some through sponsorships and other in-kind donations. But in each of the first 3 years of the deal, revenue has fallen well short of that. And now 76% of those polled by Virginia Commonwealth University say the city should stop paying the Redskins that $500,000 annual fee. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,529, the Nasdaq at 52,13. Sports, the Nats take on the Indians tonight after enjoying a night off last night. The Orioles lose to the A's, and heading into day four in Rio, the U.S. has 5 gold, 19 medals overall. WMAL News Time 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Breaking news, the inside story, traffic and weather.
This is pretty remarkable stuff.
Listen on your desktop or download the WMAL app today and don't miss a minute.
Get this.
Available in the App Store, Android Market, or Google Play.
Hi, it's Chris Plant here for Cars for Kids. Do you have a car or boat sitting in your garage or driveway that you need to get rid of, either to make room for a new one or because it's just not worth the repairs anymore? As anyone who sold a car recently can tell you, selling is a hassle you don't want to deal with. From fielding the calls, texts, and emails from potential buyers to arranging meetings with the shady and unsavory characters who come your way. Skip the headache and call Cars for Kids to pick up your vehicle. You'll love how simple and easy the donation process is, and you'll even get a tax-deductible receipt and a hotel voucher to boot. Learn how you can make a difference to a child by volunteering in your community. Call 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. That's CARS with a K. Or go to carsforkids.com. They're completely reliable and your car can be picked up within 24 to 48 hours. Donate your car, truck, van, or boat today. Need garage door repair? GarageDoorRepair.com.
You should seriously consider going to MRCCruise.com and signing up for the Media Research Center's 7-day cruise to the Caribbean. Call 1-800-707-1634 or MRCCruise.com.
8:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And around the Virginia Beltway, as you come off of I-95 and heading on to that inner loop, stop and go through Annandale with lanes open. But up ahead, I do have an incident in the right lane in the Tysons area. So if you're heading on the inner loop as you approach Route 7, stay to the left to get by this VDOT cruiser there trying to take care of that to get it on the shoulder. Georgetown Pike, we have a problem here alternating occasionally one lane in each direction. The crash happened on the westbound side, car into a tree on the Georgetown Pike, essentially between Spring Hill Road and Swinks Mill Road. So if you're coming inbound, you'll find those delays just after the Madeira School. Again, under police direction on the Georgetown Pike. For 66 through Manassas and Centerville, slowing eastbound. Westbound now seeing a bit of volume heading toward the exit for 28 in Centerville. To the Wilson Bridge, we're still pretty much holding with the delays, and near St. Barnabas Road hasn't gotten any worse. Same story with topside from College Park around to Silver Spring. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We'll see clouds increase through this morning, this afternoon, about 83, not bad. A stray shower storm by this evening, and then maybe a round of showers and thunder showers overnight tonight, 76. Cloudy, hot, humid tomorrow, 93. Will feel hotter with a heat index well into the 90s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett from a Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 69 in Dumfries, 66 in Damascus, 72 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by the Media Research Center. Three children are injured in a fall from a Ferris wheel at a county fair in Tennessee. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. 8:07 on WMAL, where Washington Talk coming up in about 30 minutes. Larry Kudlow, an architect of the Donald Trump economic plan revealed yesterday. He'll join us to give us all the details and why this makes sense in his mind. It's straight ahead right here on WMAL. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
One more cup of coffee for the road.
I'm thinking that there is not a small number of human beings at this very moment hearing our voices, Brian Wilson. We're driving in the car and drinking coffee simultaneously.
Probably happening.
But if it were up to some pinheaded, trying to be nice as possible, I'll just leave it at pinheaded. Pinheaded lawmakers in New Jersey, it would be actually against the law.
The more you do other things while you're driving, the less attention you're paying to the road. And the less attention you're paying the road, the more likelihood that you'll have an accident.
And so Assemblyman John Wisniewski would like to make it illegal in the Garden State to drive while drinking a cup of coffee.
What?
Yes, sir.
No.
I don't want to debate the merits of that law here and now because, well, I think we can all agree that it is fascist. But I've got a better question. I mean, he makes a point. You know, if you're distracted doing something else, you know, something really important like drinking a cup of coffee, and that means you're not keeping your eye on the road. Well, my guess is that over the many years of your daily commute or maybe on a road trip, you have seen other behaviors that your compatriots on the nation's highways and byways have been engaged in that may, in fact, be more distracting than drinking that important cup of Java in the morning. Why don't you let us know what you've seen that may be more distracting than maybe drinking a cup of coffee. Maybe we can wrap this up in a package and send it to the brilliant minds in Trenton who are trying to make it illegal for you to drink coffee on the turnpike. 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. I've driven the New Jersey Turnpike more times than I'd like to remember in my life when I lived in New York, and also now that I live here heading up to New York. And let me just say, you know, you need some coffee to get through that trek, no matter what time of day it is. I would say that driving while drowsy is more dangerous than driving while distracted. But this does bear remind me of one very, very famous radio incident that happened. I was a listener. I actually listened live while this was happening, while Rush Limbaugh in the early 90s described how while he was driving into work, he was amazed at the woman in the car in front of him. She was farting. And he kept saying, "My God, I can't believe this woman is farting so much in the car in front of me. Somebody's got to do something about this. This is dangerous. They shouldn't allow a woman to fart like this." And people would call in and say, "Rush, what are you talking about? How do you know, first of all, and why is that distracting? And what's the problem?" And they were giving him, and he kept it going for like half an hour. And she says, "I'm telling you, it's obvious when a woman is farting in the car. Everybody can see it. What's wrong with you people?" And they said, "Rush, you're insane." And finally, he explained that to fard, farting, F-A-R-D, that is a French term for applying makeup.
Oh. Okay.
Applying makeup.
I've seen that.
And that's what the woman, and I have seen this, and boy, oh boy, it is an incredible thing when you see a woman driving to work going 65 miles an hour doing eyeliner and mascara.
I'm not kidding. I've seen this.
And that's got to stop.
Yeah, listen, that's the one, that's the most, I used to drive in every day down to Capitol Hill from Germantown, and I'd go in the GW Parkway And you know, there's a lot of a place where you're sort of going slow because the traffic slows to a crawl.
Yes,
and it's you know, as predictable as the sun coming up, that you're going to have a slow spot there. And it was amazing because you'd look over at the car next to you in the next lane there on the GW Parkway, and you know, people, I actually saw a guy sitting there with a book on his steering wheel, he's reading the book and he's looking up occasionally and he's going back to the book. I said, "Are you kidding me? Newspapers, reading the newspaper while driving."
Yeah, that's not good.
And then I have seen the application of eyeliner in the mirror, in the rearview mirror, putting on the eyeliner while they're driving. And I've seen a few things that I can't describe because it's a family show. But, I mean, and there's a lot of stuff going on out there.
Yeah.
A cup of coffee, not such a problem.
It's way down on the list.
It's way down on the list.
Yeah,
absolutely. I'm with you. I mean, sometimes I'm a better driver because I've had a cup of coffee.
Yeah, there's some drives out there that you need it. All right, 888-609-9625. Laura in Gaithersburg. We're trying to let the great lawmakers of the state of New Jersey know what's more distracting than just drinking a cup of coffee, because they want to make that illegal. Go ahead, Laura.
Yeah, well, that's ridiculous. I saw a lady in New Jersey on 295 knitting behind the wheel.
Wait. Now, I've seen people knit before. You have to use both hands to do that.
Yeah, she had she was using her wrist kind of leaning forward on the steering wheel, and she was literally knitting. And it was basically in 5 o'clock traffic on a 4-lane highway.
That's insane. And by the way, it's not like that's some sort of essential task that needs to get done at this moment. Knitting is supposed to be a relaxing pastime that you do to take your mind off other things.
Absolutely.
All right.
And we called the police, and they tried to trace her, you know, from one exit to another, but I don't think they ever caught her.
There you go. Knitting while driving. Thank you, Laura in Gaithersburg.
Yeah, wow.
That's amazing. How about Michelle in Virginia? Michelle, you're on WMAL. What's the weirdest thing you've seen someone doing in the car?
Well, we were going down a highway about 55 miles per hour, and this man, I don't know what he was driving with, but he had both hands on both ends of his dental floss, and he was flossing his teeth.
Well, good dental hygiene is an important thing, but while you're barreling down the freeway at 60 miles an hour?
Yep, that's what I thought.
There's plaque flying everywhere. You know, yesterday's spinach is flying in your... Oh, that's horrible and disgusting. Michelle, thank you for that. People are very good at driving with the tops of their knees and thighs sometimes.
Yeah,
have you noticed that?
That's right, yeah.
What was the old slogan about Burger King? It takes two hands to handle a Whopper. Remember that? Mm-hmm. So how are you eating your Whopper there if it takes two halves while you're driving? How about Doug in Manassas? Doug, you're on WMAL.
Hey, good morning, Doug.
Good morning, guys. I saw a space alien driving up Route 28 one morning because this lady had the phone in the crook of her neck. She was using both hands to put on her eye makeup, and the car was moving. I mean,
man.
I looked over to the right, and I'm quickly moving to the far left in my lane that I can get away from this lady. And I'm sure guys do crazy things, too, but this one really caught my eye. I don't know what she was driving with, and I was just stunned.
Driving on the expressway while on the phone and putting on makeup.
Yep.
That's some serious multitasking.
Yeah, that's...
Thank you for that, Doug. All right, in New Jersey, they want to make it illegal to drink coffee while driving. Outrageous. We're thinking you may have seen some things that are a little more distracting there on the road in the guy next to you in the car. 888-630-WMAL.
All right, more of your calls straight ahead. It's now 8:15 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
People are busy. We need to multitask. I'm kidding. Put down the sewing. Put down the crocheting. Here we go on 66. It's just about the volume right now as we push through Manassas. Centerville westbound had a little bit of volume to exit onto 28 in the westbound direction. Sterling southbound 28 is just jammed. South and Sully Road heading down toward the toll road. In the backup, we have a crash at Sterling Boulevard. Watch for police there. McLean still dealing with accident cleanup. Had a car into a tree on the Georgetown Pike. 193 Georgetown Pike. They are alternating traffic occasionally between Spring Hill Road and Swinks Mill Road. Using the westbound lane. So for coming inbound, heavy delays almost back near the Madeira School. Maryland, for your beltway delays, pretty typical through College Park, Silver Spring, and to the Wilson Bridge clearing out. Looks great on the beltway through Greenbelt and Largo without much of any backups. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, it's going to be a sunny day eventually. It's going to start out sunny. It's going to get cloudy as the day goes on. Stray shower, thunderstorm possible, 83 tonight. 40% chance of rain, 76. Warm and humid tomorrow, 93 degrees. And a 50% chance of rain tomorrow night. The rest of the week and into the weekend, temperatures in the low to mid-90s. Currently in the nation's capital, 70 degrees. It's now 8:17 on WMAL.
They've got an awful lot of coffee.
There it is.
In Brazil.
Yeah. I bet it's legal to drive while drinking coffee in Brazil. But not in New Jersey. They want to pass a law there in that totalitarian regime that makes it illegal because they say drinking coffee is distracting. Well, we're thinking you may have seen something a little more distracting. How about Sarah in Rockville? Sarah, you're on WMAL.
Hey, Sarah.
Okay, good morning. I saw on University Boulevard a woman with a big music score, and she was had it on the wheel, and she was conducting. So it looked like she was on her way to one of those Wednesday or Thursday night choral rehearsals, but she wasn't ready.
She was practicing.
In traffic. Yeah, and then on 270, a couple going like 60 to 70 miles an hour were listening to some music, and there was a point where they turned to each other and were wheelbarrowing their hands and dancing toward each other. And that had been when there had been some really bad accidents on 270. And I really, myself, I wanted to take them out.
That's what causes the accident. Sarah wanting to ram into the car.
Yeah.
Not the actual distraction.
Well, I haven't done it that often. You don't see my face in the post office yet.
Not yet, Sarah. All right. We'll bail you out.
I am an enthusiastic steering wheel drummer.
Do you drum?
I drum. I really get into it.
You just throw down a beat, Brian Wilson?
Yeah, I do that.
Beat of the ride, to the will, to the sun. All right.
I love that, but that's probably not. That's a little distracting, probably.
But I love Sarah's, conducting with the full score in front of you with both hands. Anita in Sterling, you're on WMAO. What do you think, Anita?
Weirdest thing I have ever seen is a gentleman coming out of Leesburg morning rush hour on Route 7 playing the trumpet.
He was not. Now, Anita and Sterling, you are lying to Brian and Larry on your Mornings on the Mall. There was not a man playing a trumpet behind the wheel.
Oh, yes, there was. Oh my God, I cannot. I mean, you guys know Route 7 coming out of Lee for a best NASH poker in the morning.
Oh yes.
And there's accident, and he's just steady playing the trumpet.
Well,
I was like, oh my God.
He wanted cars to get out of his way.
That's right. You know, I recall seeing somebody play the harmonica.
While driving?
Because that's you could do that with one hand, I suppose.
All right. Thank you for that one, Anita. Well, we're seeing a theme develop here. Chris and Alexandria, you're next up on WMAL. What's the weirdest thing you've seen while someone's driving in the car?
Hi, good morning. Yeah, I was getting on 395, heading down to D.C. to school, and must have been going to the same place because I actually saw a guy play the saxophone in bumper to bumper.
Was he Bill Clinton? No, I know he doesn't drive.
Not Bill Clinton. This was about 2012.
Yeah, you got to be worried about another woodwind instrument being played when he's driving.
Hey, stop it! Oh my God!
So we got a woodwind with the saxophone here. Anita and Sterling had the brass instrument, and then we got the conductor over on University Boulevard.
We got an orchestra.
Maybe you guys are all seeing members of the Washington Symphony coming into work. Thank you, Chris. How about Diane and Alexandria? You're on WMAL. Illegal to drink coffee in New Jersey. Do you think someone's doing something more distracting while they're driving?
Hey, good morning, guys. So this was a few years ago, and it was not on a freeway. It was a boulevard, but I saw a guy shaving. I looked over to my right. In a van was this guy with what looked like lather on his face.
Oh, no.
And I kind of stayed neck to neck with him going down the boulevard, and he was actually shaving. And when we got to a red light, he actually opened up the driver's door, dumped the metal bowl of water onto the street, and wiped his face with a towel before pressing on.
I mean, I can see somebody with an electric razor, but we're talking about foam and the whole nine yards.
Exactly.
He's doing the whole Sweetie Todd thing there.
I think Diane wins the category, wins the race.
Well, listen, men need a close shave and they need to get to work. All right, how about, Michael and Sunshine brings us something that bugs the heck out of me. Michael, you're on WMAL.
Yes, good morning, guys. Yeah, this is a bit of a pet peeve of mine as well. Going down the road full speed with a dog or a pet in your lap.
Yeah.
It's got to be more distracting than a cup of coffee.
And I know people love their dogs and they swear by it. There's nothing distracting about that. How can that not be distracting?
A dog right there in front of you. Yeah.
Right. And they're wandering around.
A little yappy dog.
And they can get excited and start barking and all that stuff.
Yeah, no, that's not good.
I mean, we love dogs, but all right. All right, more of your calls on this in a minute. In New Jersey, where I used to think everything was legal in New Jersey, but apparently drinking coffee while you're driving is not legal. We want to hear from you. What have you seen that may be a little more distracting on the road? It's 8:22.
Is your air conditioner not keeping your home and family cool during these hot summer months? If so, call ARS Rescue Router. We're offering select heating and cooling systems at a low monthly cost of only $83 with approved credit. For details and to schedule your free estimate, visit arsofvirginia.com.
It's going to be hot today, going to be hot all the way through the weekend. But, you know, you got that good air conditioning at your house. The trick is, of course, to keep the cool air on the inside of your house and not let it leak out to where it's hot, and keep that hot air on the outside where it belongs. And, you know, if you have leaky, energy-inefficient windows, that's not going to be the case. You're going to lose a lot of what you're paying in your electric bill just, you know, because the windows leak. Well, they wouldn't do that if they were Thompson Creek windows. Thompson Creek windows are energy-efficient. You'll save money. People always report this. They put in Thompson Creek windows, and not only are they great-looking windows and quality windows, and they do all the things that you expect a window to do, they also reduce their electric bills, and that's important. Thompson Creek Window Company designs, builds, and installs the best windows in town. They are custom made for our unique climate and your house. And they also offer the custom one of the world's best flexible window screens. It's called Flex Screen. Nearly indestructible, barely visible, simple to use. And Thompson Creek is the only manufacturer in Maryland to offer the Flex Screen. By the way, right now, the final chance to take advantage of the 25% off every window offer. The biggest window sale of the year. 25% off. Pick up the phone right now. 855-57-CREEK. 855-57-CREEK. Make sure to tell them that Brian Wilson sent you. That's 855-57-CREEK.
You can have the convenience of teeth in a day with a 10-year warranty on implants from a dentist who has over 36 years of experience. Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan, a McMillan Sedation Dentistry, and I can restore a full arch of teeth in a single pain-free visit with a variety of sedation options to keep you completely relaxed and comfortable. Losing one or more of your teeth creates a gap in your smile, affects your ability to chew properly, and changes the shape of your face, causing the appearance of premature aging. Dental implant treatments are now the standard of care for tooth replacement. Smile big. Eat what you want. I can perform this latest dental implant treatment in a single pain-free visit. And for our high-fear patients, you can even sleep through the entire procedure. McMillan Sedation Dentistry welcomes Dr. Jamie LaViola to our Alexandria practice. Call today at 877-394-4511. 877-394-4511. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
825 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland, new crash is going to be on 95, southbound 95 after Route 100. That's where crews are still trying to deal with the cleanup. Big delays as you come from the Baltimore Beltway going south past 100. The Baltimore-Washington Parkway, that's running much better for an alternate for now, but sure to get some of that bailout traffic. Virginia Beltway, the crash. Interloop near Route 7, Tyson's area, that's been cleared. Heavy through that stretch, though. On the toll road, on the westbound side of the Dulles Toll Road, after Hunter Mill Road, below speed, and if heading out to the airport, keep alert here. They are dealing with an incident. Sterling, the crash, southbound 28 Sully Road at Sterling Boulevard before you get to the toll road. And in McLean, still with the accident, we had a car into a tree. Police are alternating traffic on the Georgetown Pike. If you're coming inbound, it's going to be just after Spring Hill Road. Watch for delays near the Madeira School. Traffic update is brought to you by MedStar Washington Hospital Center. New and exciting things are happening in Washington, D.C. And MedStar Washington Hospital Center is at the heart of it all, announcing the opening of the first dedicated heart and vascular hospital in the nation's capital. Learn more at MedStarHeartInstitute.org/opening. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
83 today, not too bad. Isolated showers, thunder showers late with increasing clouds. Scattered showers and thunder showers are possible overnight tonight, but should be gone by Wednesday. Wednesday, cloudy, hot, humid. 93 will feel hotter. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is 70 degrees. It is 826.
Yeah. This is what it sounds like out there on the Beltway.
That's right.
You got your Stevie Wonder horn section driving into work. Your trumpets, your saxophones. You know, I'm thinking driving it while playing a trombone. That's got to be a difficult thing.
Because, you know, you gotta play it sideways.
Or just open up the window.
Oh, now there's an idea.
The trombone sliding out the window while you go. We're learning what you guys are doing out on the road, and it's terrifying, actually. In New Jersey, they want to ban drinking coffee. We wonder if you've seen something, while driving, I should say, we wonder if you saw something more distracting. How about Liga in Newmarket? You're on WMAL.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Hey.
Good
morning.
I used to live in Chicago, and I don't remember which road exactly, but it was one of the major roads there. And I look over, and the woman next to me has a pair of pantyhose, control top, whatever, and she's doing the roll down to the toe, like women do when they put on pantyhose.
Yeah. You bunch it up in your hands, yeah.
Exactly. And next thing you know, she's got her leg up on the steering wheel.
No.
Sliding the hose down her leg.
No.
Continues through like a 10-minute episode through stop-and-go traffic. I imagine those things were around her ankles or her knees for a while.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
It was ridiculous. It was terrifying.
That is terrifying. She obviously is not going to be able to react properly in an automobile.
No.
And may I say, very distracting to anyone driving in a truck nearby.
Yeah, absolutely.
828 on WMAL.
Heat up your summer this August and win a custom classic car only at Live Casino. Earn entries now through August 27th for a chance to win your dream classic car, including a 65 Ford Mustang GT, a 67 Pontiac GTO, a 67 Camaro Supersport, a 71 Corvette Stingray, and more from Fleming's Ultimate Garage. Drawings every Saturday in August. For more information, visit MarylandLiveCasino.com. At Arundel Mills, must be 21. Please play responsibly. For help, visit MDGamblingHelp.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Mortgage rates are pushing all-time lows. This is Dan Smith with Private Plus Mortgage, and our clients are locking in 30-year rates in the threes and 15s in the twos. So call Private Plus today for your all-time low. You deserve it. 888-220-6. 6200. 888-220-6200.
Private Bank of Buckhead, 3P Mount Center, Atlanta, Georgia, 30305. Actual terms may vary. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 758195. Call toll free for credit costs and terms.
Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-261-7500 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-261-7500. That's 800-261-7500.
Hey everybody, it's Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and 0.5% commission at closing. That's right, you get a full service listing for just $500 upfront and 0.5% commission at closing. In fact, our clients have already saved $3.5 million in real estate commissions alone. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
Coming up in just a moment, we'll check in with Larry Kudlow, who is one of the architects of the Donald Trump economic plan revealed yesterday. He'll find out why he thinks this is a good idea. It's all coming up straight ahead, 8:30, time for the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Thompson Creek Windows. Starting this morning, Metro is single tracking on the red line between Shady Grove and Twin Brook as Surge 7 of the Safe Track program gets underway. The disruptions on the red line will last through the 18th of this month, and this weekend, the red line will be shut down completely between Shady Grove and Grosvenor. 9 Olympic sports will be awarding 15 gold medals today in Rio, including 4 big battles in the pool and the ever-dazzling women's team gymnastics title.
World record holder Katie Ledecky aims for her second gold medal competing in the 200-meter freestyle tonight. Team USA racking up silver for men's synchronized diving, while 3-time gold medalist Kerry Walsh Jennings and partner April Ross remain undefeated in beach volleyball.
Correspondent Coy Wire. Conservative Republicans have recruited former CIA staffer and top House GOP aide Evan McMullen to launch an independent bid for the White House.
The opportunity was given to me, and I wrestled with it for some time, for a couple of weeks, and ultimately decided that it needed to be done and decided to move forward.
McMullen's candidacy could cause some problems for Donald Trump if McMullen can get on the ballot. Meanwhile, GOP vice presidential nominee Mike Pence offered a strong defense of Trump at a campaign rally in Iowa.
He doesn't go tiptoeing around 1,000 rules of political correctness that are laid in the way of men and women that are trying to make a difference for America. He just says it like it is, and the American people are standing with him.
And Pence describes himself as, quote, a Christian, a conservative, and a Republican. In that order. And a federal judge will decide today whether to reduce the 14-year prison sentence of former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich, who went to prison in 2012. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,529, the NASDAQ at 5213. Sports, Max Scherzer gets the start tonight as the Nats host the AL Central leading Indians. The O's lose to Oakland, and heading into day 4 in Rio, the U.S. now has 5 Olympic golds, 19 medals overall. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Thank you, Willis Carrier, for inventing air conditioning. Hey, it's Brian Wilson. I'm sure you're enjoying the air conditioning just as much as I am. Now, here's the goal. Keep that cold air inside your home. Thompson Creek Window Company can help you with that. They can save you money on your electric bills with their super energy efficient windows. You've heard me talk about Thompson Creek Windows for years now. Why? Because the Thompson Creek Window Company designs, builds, and installs the best windows in town. Each window is custom made for our unique climate and just for your home. Plus, they offer the world's first flexible window screen. It's nearly indestructible, barely visible, and simple to use. Thompson Creek is the only window manufacturer in Maryland to offer flex screen. This is your final chance to get 25% off every window with the biggest window sale of the year. That's 25% off every window. Pick up the phone right now and call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK, and tell them Brian Wilson sent you.
Home sweet home, sweet Thompson Creek.
You love the beach so much you bought a timeshare in Mexico. You figure you've spent over $30,000 between the mortgage at 14% and the annual maintenance fees. Here's the really painful part. You've only used it twice. That's $15,000 per vacation. If the math on your timeshare isn't penciling out, if your lifestyle has changed and you're no longer able to use it or want to use it, get out of it. Timeshare Exit Team is the most trusted name in the business. As a consumer protection company, Timeshare Exit Team negotiates with the resort to take your contract back. You're out, safely, legitimately, and forever. Go to timeshareexitteam.com and read the reviews, then schedule your free consultation. Your personal consultant will sit down with you, review your contract, and show you your options. Don't pay another maintenance fee when you can get out now. Timeshare Exit Team with the 100% guarantee. They will get you out or give you every penny back. Period. Timeshare Exit Team.
Waving to someone and then realizing you don't know them. Embarrassing. Walking through a screen door at a large party. Embarrassing. Talking to your doctor about your poop. Come on, it's your doctor. He's heard it all before. So don't keep a lid on it. Talk to your doctor if you have frequent diarrhea, unexplained weight loss, gas, bloating, or stomach pain. Because if you have just one of these symptoms, you could have a medical condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. It means your pancreas isn't making enough enzymes to break down the food you eat. But the good news is, EPI is a manageable condition. Go to identifyepi.com and take the symptom quiz. That's identifyepi.com. Print out your answers. Bring it to your doctor. And just talk about your symptoms. Don't keep a lid on it. Talk to your doctor. Go to identifyepi.com to learn more.
Brought to you by AbbVie.
8:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Fairfax in a little bit of a pickle here, trying to work around accidents. Let's start on the Fairfax County Parkway. The accident north of 123 Ox Road before you get to Burke Center Parkway, giving us quite a sizable backup here, almost back to Roberts Parkway. So if you normally use Fairfax County Parkway, you need extra time. Now what this has done, giving 123 Ox Road very slow traffic to try to merge onto the Fairfax County Parkway. So bailing out and going north, now we have a crash on 123, you following me? Ox Road as you come up to Burke Center Parkway. So both of those corridors, slow. You need extra time. The workaround with the crash as well. Now let's get you in through Sterling. South on 28, still quite slow heading down to the toll road. Prior to the toll road, the crash near Sterling Boulevard. McLean, police are still alternating traffic on the Georgetown Pike. Had a car into a tree on the Georgetown Pike just east of Spring Hill Road. Watch for inbound delays back near the Madeira School. Maryland, 95, multiple cars involved in the crash. Southbound 95, south of Route 100, before you get to 175, still have the right half of the interstate blocked. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
83 today, not too bad. Isolated showers, thunder showers late with increasing clouds. Scattered showers and thunder showers are possible overnight tonight, but should be gone by Wednesday. Wednesday, cloudy, hot, humid. 93 will feel hotter. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 69 in Burke, 70 in Gaithersburg, 72 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
8:37 on WMAL. Yesterday in Detroit, Donald Trump reveals his economic plan, among other things.
Our current tax code is so burdensome and so complex that we waste 9 billion hours a year in tax code compliance. My plan will reduce the current number of brackets from 7 to 3 and dramatically streamline the process.
And it will bring the top bracket down quite a bit. One of the architects of this plan, apparently there were six guys named Steve and Larry Kudlow, who helped Donald Trump develop this plan. Larry's on the phone with us now. Good morning to you, Larry.
Good morning. Good morning.
All right. So I like these three tax brackets, 12, 25, and 33. I mean, right now there are some people in America paying nearly $4 out of $10 that they earn to the government. And that's just the federal government. And so this would reduce it from 39.6 to 33 for the top bracket, middle bracket 25, lower bracket would be 12.
Well, you know, the top bracket is even worse because of the Obamacare. I mean, it actually runs upwards of 44%. So there's really a bunch of things going on here. First of all, yes, the tax rates are reduced, that's going to give a lot of pro-growth incentives for individuals to work, save, and invest. That's very, very important, particularly the work part. Secondly, it's the same tax rate schedule as the House Republican bill from Kevin Brady and Paul Ryan, and Mr. Trump held out an olive branch, really important olive branch, saying we're matching your tax rates and we want to work with you to get all of this through. We may differ on some other items, but we want to work with you. So that's a good legislative tactic for the future to get this stuff through. And don't forget, by the way, the third point, I believe the real centerpiece of this plan is an unprecedented tax rate for large and small businesses.
Right.
C-Corps and S-Corps, 15% tax rate with immediate cash expensing for new investment. We've never had anything like that in this country, and it is precisely business investment, which has lagged, actually hasn't increased on net since 2000. That's the biggest obstacle to economic growth and jobs and wages, and as this 15% rate, which got a standing ovation in Detroit. I was there. I just think that's a miracle cure for the economy, and it's a very bold action by Mr. Trump.
Larry, can I ask you about this tax penalty? It's a 10% tax on American businesses who have holdings overseas. Now, they've put those holdings overseas because of the burdensome corporate tax here in America, and now they're going to be taxed if they bring it back, or that would be a retroactive tax, wouldn't it? Or would it just be for future investments?
Well, no, actually, it would just be a retro tax. It's called a deemed repatriation. It's a one-time hit for all that cash overseas, and it'll be 10%. It may be 10% over 3 years, by the way, like you could do, you know, 3.3 and 3.5 or something. It's very, very low. And with the lower tax rates overall, it'll pay for those corporations to bring the money back home. America could use the cash, again, for new investment and jobs and growth. So, yeah, I mean, the House Republicans have the same idea.
Can I ask you, Larry, is that based on economic theory and policy for a pro-growth agenda, or is that really just a bone to throw at the Democrats who are going to, you know, scream about corporations investing overseas? It's really more political than it is economic, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's both. I mean, yes, there's politics in there. Obama's plan, such as it was, he never gave it anything more than occasional lip service, but he had very steep repatriation rates, I think, of up to 19%. So economics, we could use the revenues, and I think it just brings these corporations back into the mainstream of U.S. policy. Look, you bring your cash home, and it'll cost you 10% of the cash, and I think it's going to be over 3 years, although I can't say for certainty. But it'll bring it back, and you, for the rest of the time, you're going to pay a 15% rate, not a 35% rate, not a 45% rate, and frankly, not even a 25 or 30% rate in foreign countries, because we're going to be much lower than any other country, I guess, with the exception of Ireland.
I love the idea of eliminating the death tax. Talk about that for a moment.
Sure. I mean, that, you know, that gets to family farms and small businesses that accumulate over time. And why should they be penalized for their hard work? I mean, I think it should have been abolished years ago. It is an incentive to work, and it's an incentive to stay on the farm or stay with the small business, knowing that, okay, if you retire and after you pass away, you can pass along what you've done, the value of your work all those years, to your children or your grandchildren. And it stops, by the way, the double and triple taxing. You know, you get taxed on cap gains, you get taxed on dividends, you get taxed on income, right. Now you get taxed on dying. And it just seemed like taxes on dying is a step too much.
Larry, can I also ask you about, you know, I heard the speech, I watched it intently, and I think I tweeted to you yesterday on Twitter that it sounds like you wrote much of the speech in terms of the pro-growth messages that were there. I mean, it was all about growth. But it was all about growth here at home, bringing jobs home, bringing manufacturing home here to the United States of America. If that happens, you know how manufacturing has changed over the years. Who does all that retraining? of manufacturing-based employees here who really don't know a lot of the manufacturing techniques that are being done with robotics and all the other aspects of manufacturing being done overseas.
Well, look, that's a good point. I mean, I think, you know, in terms of expanding the manufacturing base, my own view is private industry is going to do the bulk of it. And it's in their interest to train workers. And by the way, you know, it could be in their interest not just to train younger workers, but to train middle-class workers, middle-aged workers.
But doesn't that factor into their decision to bring that manufacturing home? Because if they don't have to do the retraining and keep the manufacturing in Asia, why do it?
Well, you know, there's stiff competition in Asia. And I'm not so sure that staying in Asia is the right answer for a lot of these companies. I mean, you got to look at the whole picture here.
All right.
Ask yourself, I mean, any CEO or CFO is going to ask themselves, right, if we stay here, what's the cost of labor and what's the cost of taxes and what's the cost of interest rates? Now, interest rates are very low. They're rock bottom virtually the entire world. The cost, the tax cost, however, has been a great problem for the U.S., and I think that it behooves these companies to bring the money home,
for sure,
to bring their operations home, to pay a 15% tax rate, and they'll have, you know, plenty of money to do training and so forth. And I think the other piece here with regard to manufacturing.
Larry, I wish we could get to it, but we are so out of time.
We're way over, Larry. But listen, good work, and we'll talk some more next week. Larry Kudlow.
Great stuff, and great to have Larry. I mean, he's our regular weekly guest, but he was actually in the room and was part of constructing this whole economic plan.
It is now 8:45. On WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Tammy Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And Brian, some of our busy areas, Maryland will begin on Interstate 95. You might want to reconsider if you're coming southbound 95 out of Baltimore. The backup is intense to the crash south of Route 100 before you get to 175. Multiple cars involved, so that's why it's taking a while. They need several tow trucks there. We still have two right lanes blocked. And Route 100 picks up huge backups just to try to merge onto 95. And that's Route 100 in each direction. Route 1's picking up some of the bailout traffic. Baltimore-Washington Parkway, bit of volume southbound right now past 195, but still a better option. That's sure to pick up those delays. Now let's go into Fairfax, where they're still dealing with a crash on the Fairfax County Parkway northbound after 123 Ox Road, and on Ox Road north of the Fairfax County Parkway near Burke Center Parkway for the crash. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Clouds increase through this morning, this afternoon, about 83, not bad. A stray shower storm by this evening, and then maybe a round of showers and thunder showers overnight tonight, 76. Cloudy, hot, humid tomorrow, 93 will feel hotter with a heat index well into the 90s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from a Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is now 71 degrees at 8:46.
For all of this loss, for all of this grief, for all of the cynicism the tragedy in Benghazi has brought upon America, I blame Hillary Clinton.
Pat Smith, the mother of Sean Smith, one of the young Americans who died that night, September 11th, 2012, in Benghazi. That's her at the Republican National Convention famously saying, I blame Hillary Clinton for the death of my son. She continued,
she lied to me and then called me a liar.
And the crux of those two statements right there, I blame Hillary Clinton for the death of my son, and she lied to me and called me a liar, seemed to be the basis of a brand new lawsuit brought by her and also the father of Tyrone Woods, who are suing Hillary Clinton for wrongful death in the death of their sons and also for defamation. Now, this should be very interesting to see what happens with this. I don't think... I'll have to look at this. I believe that there is clemency for government officials to not be sued personally for official acts such as this. But, you know, I'm not a lawyer. I'd love to get a legal opinion on that. I don't know, though, if it necessarily sets a good precedent to have a person like a president or a secretary of state or a secretary of defense worrying about being personally sued for making a decision or making a bad decision, or in this case, not making a decision like Hillary Clinton did, that could result in the death of someone. But the defamation thing, I think, is very interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, that seems like a pretty sound case.
Yeah.
You know, she's calling this woman a liar publicly, Hillary Clinton is, and that should be a pretty easy thing for a jury to decide.
It'll be interesting to watch. It's 8:48.
Providing the care you need, when you need it, is Inova's primary concern. You can count on our 20-plus primary care locations throughout Northern Virginia. Let's get you in and get you well. Book an appointment at Inova.org/getwell. Inova, join the future of health.
Want to talk about security for a moment. And during the month of August, you know, you're thinking about a lot of stuff, getting the kids ready for school. You might be taking a last-minute trip. You're not thinking about security, but you should think about it. I mean, is your home, is your business secure while you're away? Listen, for just $19.95 a month, Ackerman Security can protect you with monitoring for burglary, fire, medical alert, carbon monoxide, all with a guaranteed response time. And by the way, that's just the basic plan. If you want something more, if you want the high-tech stuff, you know, where you see screenshots, video clips, and be alerted when people enter or exit your home or business, well, you can get Ackerman's Total Connect service just a few dollars more. You can also get technology to help you adjust your lights, your locks, your thermostats through your smartphone while you're away. It's all high-tech and, by the way, very secure. Ackerman Security. I just can't say enough good about the company. They do security better than anyone else because security is, it's really all they do. Great customer service, certified monitoring. They'll make sure you're safe and protected. And make the switch right now. Call them at this number. It's 888-999-1070. Mention WMAL. Get up to 3 months of monitoring absolutely free. That's 888-999-1070. Online at AckermanSecurity.com.
Not available in all states.
Whoa, what do you have there?
It's a Reese and Irvy's frozen yogurt. We just had our robot make one.
A robot made your frozen yogurt?
Yes, from Reese and Irvy's, the world's first fully interactive robot vending machine that serves 9 flavors of delicious yogurt with 6 amazing toppings. And it's available for an exclusive franchise opportunity.
Wait, you mean I can own my own frozen yogurt robots?
And make money at the same time. These robots are the future of frozen yogurt franchising. They can be placed almost anywhere and operate 24/7. Malls, theme parks, grocery stores, you name it.
A robot that serves frozen yogurt. That's revolutionary.
Exactly. Reese and Irvy's Froyo robots are taking the market by storm. No more messy yogurt bars, long lines, or do-it-yourself machines. Just delicious frozen yogurt in 60 seconds or less. Anytime, anywhere.
How do I get my own Reese and Irvy's robots?
It's easy, but you better act now. Locations and machines are going fast. Just go to froyofranchising.com and enter promo code 2020. That's froyofranchising.com, promo code 2020.
A better life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
Forget diets. The secret to eating healthy might be easier than you think. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. Instead of reading labels and counting calories, you might want to just try focusing on your habits. Research shows that habits can become so ingrained that we often don't realize that we're doing them. And this can become a big problem when it comes to mindless snacking. In fact, once a task becomes second nature, your brain essentially shuts down, according to Cornell Food and Brand Lab's Brian Wansink. The key then is to create good food habits and stick to them. Willpower does not work. That's why diets don't work, says Wasink's colleague, John Brand. You just fall back into your old habits. So change your behavior, change your lifestyle, change your environment. If you train your brain to eat healthy in a mindless way, you'll be dropping those pounds before you know it. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
This is Charles Osgood. Go down the pain relief aisle and you'll see a lot of different pain relievers. But have you tried Salonpas Deep Relieving Gel? It is fast melting, quick absorbing, penetrating deep relief. Perfect for sore muscles or joints. Salonpas Deep Relieving Gel has 3 powerful active ingredients that work for up to 8 full hours. In fact, nothing else you can buy is proven stronger or more effective against pain. Look for the tall blue box next to the Salonpas patches. Salonpas Deep Relieving Gel.
I want to talk to you for a moment about Zero Res, the company I use to clean my carpets and upholstery. They always leave them looking brand new, smelling clean, feeling soft. Those heavy traffic patterns, the wine spills, all that will be totally gone after a Zero Res clean. Zero Res also does a great job on hardwood floors, too. Over time, unprotected floors are victim to pet scratches and stains, ground-in dirt, and harsh cleaning fluids. Let Zero Res protect your expensive flooring and restore them to their lustrous finish. Lustrous, I say. ZeroRes always guarantees their work. You're going to be totally satisfied. Lewis and his crew are the best. I trust them with my carpets. That sells you everything you need to know. So do what I did. Call ZeroRes today. Ask for the WMAL special. ZeroRes is going to pre-treat, clean, and sanitize your carpet for only $49 a room. Minimums apply. Call now, 703-382-1221. 703-382-1221 or online at ZeroResDCMetro.com.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fengels, owner of New Look Home Design. I'm sure you've heard me talk about the fantastic discounts we typically offer this time of year, and this summer won't be any different. Right now, you're probably thinking about your vacation, not about your roof. But come this fall, when you start spending a little more time back in your home, replacing that old roof may move to the top of your to-do list. Don't wait until fall. Get your roof now. Our summer savings program allows customers to take advantage of the slow summer months and save 50% on roofing. Our summer savings program will only last this summer, and once it's over, it's not coming back. In the past, due to customer demand, we have continued the 50% off program into the fall. But I can assure you, come the end of this summer, New Look will not be offering 50% off roofing for the rest of the year. So don't wait. Call 1-800-279-5300. That's 1-800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com. Last chance at 50% off your new roof.
It is 8:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Still with the rush hour, Sterling southbound 28 delays before you get to Waxpool Road, off and on down to the toll road. Part of the problem was in the backups at Sterling Boulevard for the crash. Also gives the Greenway delays to merge on to 28 as well. On the toll road westbound in the airport access lanes, if you need to catch a flight out to Dulles, extra time needed. Westbound Dulles toll road is jammed to get past Hunter Mill Road for everybody, main and the airport lanes. And Maryland 95 southbound, south of Route 100 for the multi-car crash, still along the right side. Traffic update brought to you by MyCleanPC.com. Now, if your computer's running slow, go to MyCleanPC.com. Get a free computer diagnosis in minutes. You can activate MyCleanPC software, clean out the junk that might be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
83 today, not too bad. Isolated showers, thunder showers late with increasing clouds. Scattered showers and thunder showers are possible overnight tonight, but should be gone by Wednesday. Wednesday, cloudy, hot, humid. 93 will feel hotter. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 72 degrees, 8:56.
I love it.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
Oh my gosh, you are hysterical.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. If you have obstructive sleep apnea, you've probably been given a CPAP machine to sleep with at night. The question is, do you use it? If the answer is no, or if you struggle with your CPAP mask night after night, you're not alone. Studies show about 50% of people who are given a CPAP machine don't even use it. Well, now there's a new solution for your sleep apnea that doesn't require a mask or a hose. It's called Inspire, and it works inside your body with your natural breathing process. Inspire is a small device implanted under the skin that delivers mild stimulation to keep your airway open while you sleep. Inspire is FDA approved, and there are doctors right here in Maryland, Virginia, and Washington, D.C. trained to treat your sleep apnea with Inspire. This is a breakthrough in sleep medicine, and it's time you learned more about it. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit InspireSleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor who can determine if Inspire is right for you. That's InspireSleep.com.
Attention, this is an investor notice. Are you interested in making some extra cash buying real estate tax liens? Then listen to this. The Government Tax Lien Network is offering a free tax lien kit, which contains two DVDs and a step-by-step report that'll show you how to earn guaranteed returns between 15 and 35% yearly, which is completely secured by the government. They'll even show you how to do this inside your own retirement accounts. So if you're looking to become a real estate investor without risk, then call 1-800-597-9203 now to get your free tax lien kit. Then get ready to buy tax liens for pennies on the dollar and buy houses for as low as $500, all from your home with little or no money, working only 5 to 10 hours per week. Call 800-597-9203 right now to get your free tax lien kit, plus two free tickets to a live training event, which includes a free meal coming to the D.C. area. Call 800-597-9203. That's 800-597-9203 for your free tax lien kit now.
Individual results may vary.
Depression is treatable. At Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, we understand that often medication and talk therapy just aren't enough. With TMS therapy and FDA-cleared, non-invasive, non-sedating outpatient treatment, there is hope. Accepting most insurances, now including TRICARE and Cigna Healthcare. Treat your depression now. For your free consultation, visit HopeTMS.com. That's HopeTMS.com. Dr. Will Sauvay for Greenbrook TMS Neuro Health Centers.
TMS therapy stands for transcranial magnetic stimulation. It's a treatment that's been FDA indicated for the treatment of depression since 2008. Now with TMS therapy, it is incredible and pretty amazing for me to be able to watch someone get well from depression, see their life change, and see them being able to live their life the way that they always wanted.
To see how TMS therapy can change your life, visit HopeTMS.com.
Coming up tomorrow, we'll have KT McFarland. We'll check back in with Steve Kastenbaum down in Rio. Whole bunch of stuff.
Are you watching the Olympics?
I am.
Are you all day long? Yeah. Team handball, dressage, modern pentathlon?
No, but I'll watch some of it.
Coming up next, in for Chris Plant is Mary Walter. Mary, are you going to watch the Olympics while you're on the air?
You know what? I'm going to do that, and I'm also going to bet on them while I'm on the air, too.
There you go.
I'm going to multitask.
And do makeup.
Yes, and do... How did you know
and
that?
And drive down the highway. Yes.
And drink coffee.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, W.